From Tidbits, April 17th, 2017, this is BusyCal 2 Google Calendar Users Should Upgrade by Adam C. Angst. We're fans of BusyCal, the replacement for Apple's calendar app from BusyMac. The company has announced that on April 20th, 2017, Google will no longer allow apps to sign into Google Calendar using web views, basically embedded mini browsers. Instead, all apps will have to send sign-in requests out to a full web browser. This change doesn't affect the current BusyCal 3, but it will prevent the older BusyCal 2 from connecting Google Calendar entirely. There are three possibilities for those still using BusyCal 2. If you sync with Google Calendar and want to keep using BusyCal, you have to upgrade to BusyCal 3. If you sync with Google Calendar, but either don't want to pay for the upgrade or are using OS X 10.10 Yosemite or earlier, falling back to Apple's Calendar app is likely the easiest course of action. And if you don't sync with Google Calendar at all, you don't have to do anything. BusyCal 2 will continue to work fine. The upgrade to BusyCal 3 costs $29.99 for existing customers, or if you purchase BusyCal 2 after March 1st, 2016, the upgrade is free. BusyMac provides full instructions on how to get the upgrade pricing and perform the upgrade. BusyCal 3 requires 10.11 El Capitan or later. BusyCal 3 improves on BusyCal 2 in numerous ways, including alerts that are sensitive to travel time and traffic conditions, a redesigned menu bar app that provides a mini-month calendar, inline display of timed to-dos with other calendar events, and quick entry of events and to-dos using natural language. See BusyCal Updates Mac Calendar Alternatives Expands to iOS for more on what BusyCal 3 has to offer. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Squarespace, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.